Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Hot take from Princess Chelsea off mic. Never actually seen anyone play vinyl up here at BFM. Well, welcome aboard. Now, we often got something in just about everything. Sometimes John puts the odd CD in the CD player because something's bound to break sooner or later.
There's that giant CD library over there, which doesn't get enough use. I mean, there's so much good stuff in there.
Oh, man.
We did over...
Wait, let me start. Welcome, Princess Chelsea.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty solid New Zealand tour just about to kick off.
Yep, yeah.
Big for you. I feel like you haven't gotten out in a while.
No, I haven't played for over two years.
2 years. Oh my God, time flies.
Yeah. So I'm like kind of nervous, but mostly excited, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
It's an interesting space to be in. Nervous, but mostly excited.
Yeah, positively tense.
Are you playing with an old band? Like, is it an old crew that you've assembled? Or are they the people you normally jam with?
Assemble your crew.
Yeah, well, it's my crew that I had for the last Europe tour I did for Loneliest Girl. We played at Hollywood a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's pretty good. And I've got a new member, Simeon, whose project is Lucky Boy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's real cool. So that's quite fun. And we've been rehearsing a lot. So it sounds real good.
But what's a lot of rehearsals?
Like 10 3-hour rehearsals, 30 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot. Maybe for me, I've definitely rehearsed more than that, but these guys are so good that that's all you need.
Perfect.
Nice.
You've got some live visuals by Simeon Ward as well.
Oh yeah, Simon Ward.
Oh, Simon
yeah.
Ward.
So Simon's from Wellington, and he like does work on Araha Bridge, he does been doing VR work with this artist called Jess Johnson, who they got nominated for the Walters Prize, and they have been traveling around the world doing exhibitions. One good thing about the pandemic is that Simon's stuck in New Zealand.
True.
He can come and do visuals for me.
True. I feel like a lot of people have sort of...
Like, honestly, it's worth coming to the show just for his visuals. He's going to be doing them live.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's not just, like, projecting something he's already made, if that makes sense.
Have you practiced with the visuals?
No. He wrote to me the other day, and he was like...
What do you like?
What do you want me to do? And I said, oh, Simon... I want you to just go crazy and do whatever you like, because that's kind of my ethos for the tour is to get the coolest people and just let them loose.
Every night's going to be a different experience.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
6 dates. We'll cover them off very shortly, but I reckon we should probably get into a track. Well, what journey are you going to take us on here, Princess Chelsea?
I thought I'd play a little bit of classical music because I listen to quite a bit of that these days. So I thought I'd start with, I forgot what I told you about. The King Singers. They have a new single out with this singer called Jacob Orlinsky, and he's a countertenor, so it's like a very high male voice.
Right.
And it's by Henry Purcell, and the song's called Music for a While.
What is it called? A countertenor?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like he sounds almost like an alto singer or a lower female voice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's a really good singer.
Surely all
Sufficiently hypnotized.
Completely vocal.
What the heck was going on there, Ms. Chelsea?
Yeah, so that was they're a cappella, so there's no instrument, so the bass you hear is a singer.
I was just like, oh, so there's one, there's just a bass and some people singing? She was like, no, that's everything. So impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Kingsuppers are like quite famous, and they're like a rotating cast from, I believe they're from King's College in England.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so they're always just like a group of young male singers.
Rad.
Hmm.
Very nice.
What's next?
What's next? what's next is I fiddle some Philip Glass. Mm. Yeah. So Philip Glass is a more modern composer from America, and this is some of his piano music, and it's this Scandinavian pianist named Víkingur Ólafsson, who's really the best player of Philip Glass that I've heard. And it's the sort of music where it's very repetitive and like a lot of patterns, kind of like Bach or something, so the way you interpret it is quite important.
Right.
Kind of like jazz.
So it's like vamping, I think.
Yeah, it's because, you know, like there's recordings of all of these classical pieces by lots of different people, and some are good and some not so good.
Is like, Philip Glass still alive though?
Yeah, he is. Right? Yeah, he's very old. Yeah, I think he's like 82 or something now. Yeah.
He's got some hella tracks.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Is he still writing?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And he's like,
I think it's composing, John.
Yeah. I mean, I assume he is. Mm. Yeah.
We hope he is, I think. We'll leave it there.
Yeah. So this is Etude number 6 by Philip Glass, played by Víkingur Ólafsson, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong.
I feel like an alien.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to try. Thank you. What a delight. Shit, that was really nice. Philip Glass number there by...
Vikingur Olafsson is a piano player.
Very nice. Mm.
Princess Chelsea, our guest for What's Cooking This Evening. Mm.
John asked a brilliant off-air question. Are you playing any instruments on this Princess Chelsea tour?
Well, a little. Like, I used to play a lot more instruments on stage and be generally stuck behind a synth, because that's my main instrument. But I decided a couple years back to try and be a front person and just really go for it and do cool shit, like yell and cry and kicks and stuff. And so I play way less. Like, I mostly like mince around and be like, try and act cool or whatever. And then the rest of the band takes a lot of that. I play the occasional like glock solo and a few bits here and there.
That's what I remember you sort of playing a lot, the glockenspiel.
Yeah, and I there's still a few old school ones where I'll go and do my playing synth in the set to mix it up a bit. I play a few songs on bass.
What's your number one synth that you're rolling with?
I'm
kind
actually
of an all-rounder?
Yeah, I like the cheesy 80s one. So I've been using a Roland D05, which is basically a D50.
Yeah.
But a tiny little version of one.
Kind of like the 80s sort of LA synthesis.
Yeah, totally. And I use heaps of DX7 sounds, but I sample them onto a Nord Electro because the DX7 is very heavy. And
it's a beast. And yeah, it's fucking kind of expensive and rare now. It's just not really worth bumping it or knocking it, you know?
Oh, they're cool. It's just they're not very portable.
Yeah.
To get into the front person zone, do you have like a pre-show ritual or something that you do to get
everybody get
into
out?
That
I'm
going to
get in my zone.
Yeah, I drink whiskey. Like, I mean, it sounds lame, but like,
I
have whiskey, and then I didn't realize I was doing it, but I would hold a water bottle on stage. Like, that was half full of water. I'd be often scrunching it and stuff, and that was like my security blanket, which made me feel real confident.
Because you know that you could just squirt someone real quick.
And also standing on tiptoes on stage, like the higher you stand, the somehow feel cooler.
Amplifies your personality.
Yeah, it's a pretty scary thing to do. You'd like really come out of yourself, but I've given myself that challenge.
Have you played all these venues that you're about to play before? You're going Dive in Dunedin, Wonder Bar in Christchurch, Tuning Fork in Auckland, which is great venue, sounds fantastic, that one. Meow in Wellington, Navarra Lounge in Hamilton. Pretty much Hamilton's number one only joint, really.
Yeah, I've never played Hamilton. I've never played any of these venues.
Artwork Theatre in Auckland. Artworks Theatre.
Waiheke, yeah. Yeah, I've never played any of these.
Oh, good shit.
Yeah, and I haven't played like Christchurch Dunedin for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's kind of a pretty big deal for me. It's like a personal... Yeah.
How are you getting around?
I'm flying.
Yeah.
And a little bit of driving, a little bit of boating.
And Steph Animal, what's the situation there?
I'm a big Steph Animal fangirl, so I asked her to play on all the shows, and she said yes.
Nice one.
Yeah. And so Simon's doing visuals for her too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't say yes to that, though, eh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, it should be... pretty cool night.
Yeah, like, it sounds a little bit spish if you've got
like
someone
regardless
doing
of me, whether I'm playing or not, like the other
just
people.
Come and zone out.
They're good.
Yeah. Well, Auckland wise, I mean, the Tuning Fork is a great venue.
I haven't seen anything on the visual realm at the Tuning Fork. I feel like I haven't seen anything projection wise. And we saw Lizzo down there, John.
True.
What's Lizzo?
Lizzo's like super famous pop star that John and I got invited along because she's with us, a label, and we got and we went down and saw her.
Warner.
Sweet.
Warner invited us
did
down
you get
there
free
to do a showcase.
And we got I got a free beer.
We might have got, maybe, I don't know. Actually, maybe there's like canapes.
Sounds like we did get free beers.
Oh,
can't remember a damn
thing. Did you get a smoked salmon?
I thought on a pike.
With a dill?
A little asparagus. A little asparagus wrapped
that
up in a
little. That sounds cool.
Also, Artworks Theatre on Waiheke is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that one last, but I saw, what's Finn Scholl's awesome band?
Carnivorous Plant Society.
Carnivorous Plant Society play there, and it was real cool. Mm. Yeah.
It's kind of like a really, really, really small power station.
Yeah, it's cute. It
kind of feels like
it's
that.
It's rad that Waiheke's got a place where they can kind of throw down.
It's just off a ferry as well. If you just get off a ferry, go to the top of the hill, and bang, there it is.
Whoa, there's a hill.
It's pretty. It's not very steep.
Shit, man.
It's like 10, 15 minutes walk, maybe.
Yeah, but there's literally everyone off the ferry is going up that hill, so you can definitely get a ride, right? Mm. Come on now.
There's a bus too. Mm.
It really is.
Yeah. No.
To the gig, please.
What's next? What would you like to play next?
Oh, okay.
Princess Chelsea.
Yeah, look. Sorry.
I'm going to play a song called Aquarium by French composer. I actually don't know how to pronounce this.
Perfect. Love that stuff.
Yeah. Saint-Song. So, yeah. That's wrong, but it's like played by this family from.
When in doubt, you can just spell it out like that. I think people appreciate that.
Saint-Saëns. Yeah. this composer called Croissant.
Oh, fuck, I love croissants.
Yeah, and it's this family of like seven brothers and sisters that are all really good at playing instruments, and they're playing this at Abbey Road.
Oh,
it's a song called Aquarium. From it's music for children actually, but it sounds
pretty tight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tight. I think you've got it.
Oh, I've
it's
got
the
it. Oh, I do too. You're right.
Yeah, I've also got it.
No, it's okay. I've got it right here and just what was I even thinking? Here we go. Oh yeah. We just got given to hand the bestseller at Marbex for 10 years.
Yeah, 40 Most Beautiful Arias, which is a great opera compilation.
There you go. Someone's texted in, listen to the music. That's what happens when you play this sort of introspective stuff where someone's not really saying anything, but everyone's saying a lot of things with their instruments.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Good for bird watching this afternoon, I reckon.
Now, Princess Chelsea, as someone who's got a bit of a following in Europe, has it been a strange sort of 12 months having that been basically off the cards, not being able to tour internationally?
Well, kind of, but to be honest, like, I only ever really tour every 2 years anyway, because I usually like tour and then record and then tour and then record. I never really do those things at the same time because they take too much energy and creative apparently I only have so much to give. So in a way, it's not too bad. I mean, it just sort of meant that I focused more on the indoor stuff, and I hadn't really been playing live anyway because I was just taking a break from that. So, yeah, with the pandemic, it made me think about playing in New Zealand again.
Cool. More.
Like, because it's something that I don't really play locally. I only really play locally when I'm playing elsewhere as well. I probably should play locally more often.
Well, yeah. Hey. Look, it's happening.
It's one of those strange things where I'm like, oh my God, it's been 2 years since you've been out and played.
Yeah.
It
doesn't feel like 2 years.
Yeah, no, I feel like you played the Hollywood, right? You're saying, it doesn't feel like that long ago, eh?
No.
Was that the Jonathan Bree as well?
Yeah. He played like I think it was the week after or something.
Yeah. That doesn't feel like that. What the fuck time.
Yeah.
November, December though, you're out and about.
Yeah.
Good little whack around before Christmas. Get it in there.
Yeah, get in there.
Do you get a lot of messages from, as John said, you do have a strong following. First of all, it must be weird to have a following. Second of all, do you get heaps of like crazy messages from people going, why fucking when you come back to Argentina or wherever that?
Yeah, I get some weird messages like...
grabbed her phone, yes.
via
screenshot them
Instagram and Facebook.
I mean, a lot of them are really nice from all of them, you know. It's just like, especially, I mean, I think when you have like I'm definitely not famous, but it could give the illusion of that with someone that has lots of views on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
Like someone's like, oh, you've got this many million views. Mm. And I think some people tend to like dehumanize you as like just some sort of figure.
Right.
And then they can just send you really weird stuff, which is kind of weird.
The internet is ruthless, eh?
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I like having a following. It's cool, obviously, because you're like, whoa, people are actually listening to this stuff.
Right on. Do you engage when people message you?
No, I don't, I think that's a dangerous territory.
Yeah,
and it can be, like, I think addictive and weird.
Especially if you give the wrong advice on something, you don't want to be in that sort of territory, do you?
Do you just have an auto-reply set up or something like that on Facebook and Instagram?
Or don't really ask everybody this, but it is.
Oh, no, it's fine, I just don't, like, I just have, like, messages that just filter through to nowhere.
Yeah,
I mean, basically. I think you're spot on. You can't. Yeah. It's too difficult to engage one on one with.
No, I like to engage with people through the music, and when I post announcements on my social media, and then live. But I feel like, I don't really want to share that much of myself with people.
Totally.
Yeah.
You can get tickets to the big gigs all over New Zealand from Under the Radar. Do we know what the damage is on the tickets?
I think it's like 25.
Oh, sheesh. Okay. Yeah. With visuals as well. That's crazy.
Yeah. Or maybe 28 or something. 20 something.
Cheaper to buy than to try to get them on the door anyway, if you can.
Yeah, I think so. And if you buy them earlier, what's the good point about that? I freak out less that I'm going to go bankrupt.
I think you get like a little bit of a deal anyway if you buy tickets.
Yeah, it's usually a little bit cheaper. And some of these shows hopefully will sell out, so these you don't have to worry about not getting a ticket.
Well, the Tuning Fork is a bloody good venue.
Yeah, I saw Luna play there and that was really cool. I used to always play King's Arms. And so when that shut, I was like, I don't know where to play anymore. Hmm. Yeah.
It's a comparable space.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
It is just a little bit wider. Yeah. And it's easier to get to the bar because the bar is just back.
Did you just fat shame Tuning Fork?
No. I'm praising it for its width.
I was thinking we should probably go out on a Princess Chelsea track.
There's
shitloads in the system, and rightly so.
Whoa. Holy moly.
It's everything you've ever done.
Holy moly.
Do you have a favourite song?
Mine?
Yeah.
Right now? I guess that would change, right?
I quite like All I Need to Do, which is one that's kind of...
Are we looking for all
What are you playing
Oh, live I'm doing like Greatest Hits package, spread like all the albums, quite a lot of stuff for the latest album.
How do you know? Do you just go to your Spotify and look at the most and then just go, okay, these are the songs that I'm playing?
Sometimes I am informed by that, but also there's just live ones that are just really good to play live.
How embarrassing. We don't
even need
song
to go to.
Yeah, you can play it off that. It's fine. I think it's in there somewhere, but.
Can you, just on that note, if you're touring internationally, you're doing a run of dates through Europe, can you use the Spotify algorithm to find out what is the most popular song in what territory?
Yeah, you can. And it's like all of the platforms have different analytics that you can look at, and that's pretty interesting. Like,
which record is
Loneliest Girl? Oh, it's the last track, I think.
Okay.
Second to last, I actually forgot.
Oh, no, so you're right. Last track.
If you're putting together a set list for a European tour, you go, all right, we've got to hit this one for this town.
Usually, it's pretty similar, but like for instance, I know the song Yulia is really popular in Eastern Europe because it's an Eastern European name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously the cigarette duet is always popular.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it is... Generally, it's mostly the same set, but with a few ones... We know we definitely have to play this in this territory.
So when you're playing Auckland on December 3rd, have you checked the algorithm?
What's the algorithm? No, I haven't checked it.
The encore is, like, the only thing that changes, just, like, depending on the algorithm?
Yeah.
God bless algorithms, eh?
Yeah,
I
think...
You're listening. So.
I feel like Auckland, I can play whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think everyone's pretty stoked that you're getting out and about, and definitely looking forward to it. Got a couple of options. I feel like, obviously, Tuning Fork would be mint, but yeah, that...
You could drive to Hamilton.
So you could, yeah. Yes, you can. You could drive to all these places, actually.
Yeah, actually, you can, yeah.
Like that time that John went and watched Tool.
A million times. Princess Chelsea, it would be great if we could get a voice ID out of you.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I mean...
Yeah. I mean, we're going to record it live on air?
Yeah, it's right now. So
cool.
We can have a couple goes if you want. If you don't nail it the first time, you can do it again.
Okay. This John talks about this too much.
What do I do?
You just who you are and where you are.
Oh, hello, this is Princess Chelsea, and you're listening to 95 BFM.
Perfect. We'll put some reverb on that last bit. Mint, we'll go out on the last track on The Loneliest Girl.
Ah!
All I Need to Do. Did you just drop the kombucha?
No, she dropped her phone.
Don't worry, the kombucha's fine.
Thanks so much for coming in and playing some tunes for us.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it. And obviously implore everybody to get out and catch you live because it is legitimately a kind of a rare opportunity.
Yeah, and I don't know what else to say. I'm just going to sum everything up for you.
I've been making music for about 11 years. I stay inside on summer days. I've drifted from my friends. My parents, they are so polite. They want me to have kids. I'm working in a record store to try and pay my bills. Thank you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.